Echo and Harper Audio present Stealing Green Mangoes, Two Brothers, Two Fates, One Indian Childhood, by Sunil Dutta. Read by Sunil Malhotra.
The jasmine blossom does not know how far its fragrance will travel. Why ask the lovers to know the outcome of their passionate, frenzied hearts? Sahib. Renounce the world. Renounce hereafter. Renounce God. Renounce renunciation. Yearn, instead, for a life free of desire. Hazrat Kamal. Introduction. Before anything, there was God. Had there been nothing, there would have been God. It was because I lived that I died. Had I never lived, what would have been? Ghalib. I still do not know whether it was divine providence or sheer misfortune to have been born a refugee. I was born a few years after the partition of India and the following chaos, in which upwards of 1 million Hindus, Sikhs, and Muslims killed one another. My parents and their extended clan survived, at the expense of being uprooted, chased out of their ancestral lands, and hated for being Hindus in West Punjab, and therefore part of a religious minority. On the other side of the border, in East Punjab, the Muslim minority received the same treatment from the Hindus and the Sikhs. The peace that followed brought its own madness. Frenzied fanatics and gross profiteers exploiting religious division killed dozens of my family members. The rest of us were scattered across India. My father's family was left close to penniless, my mother's only slightly better off. Some of us never saw one another again. Some reunited only accidentally, decades later. This is the world into which I and my brother, Kaushal, affectionately nicknamed Raju, were born. It was a world of bitter shame. My relatives, desperate for some semblance of their more exalted past, fought viciously with one another over property and position. Their squabbles were the background noise of our childhood. Their hopelessness made them lash out at Raju and me, and we knew abuse as well as poverty. My brother and I faced exactly the same adversities. Raised in the same small room, we slept side by side, and grew up steeped in the same history, fear, deprivations, anger, and resentments of a refugee family. But we made very different decisions thereafter. Raju and I have lived very different lives. I turned inward as I grew up. I read. I became interested in poetry, music, and metaphysics. I found solace in study. I sought out mysticism and idealism before finding myself, perhaps paradoxically, in a laboratory, working as a research biologist. Then, I transformed my life once more. I became a police officer on the streets of Los Angeles. And I wrote. Raju also underwent transformation. His life took him into Pakistani terror camps, to Canada with Khalistani terrorists, to France, and then to prison. He destroyed many lives, including that of a woman he somehow enticed to marry him while on the run from the police, and a son who died of cancer while Raju was in prison for murder. The subject of this book is the possibility of a life full of compassion and meaning in a broken world. The challenges and dilemmas of my family will be the material of this story, but its lesson is not specific to my experiences. What I hope to convey by pairing my life with my brother's, by juxtaposing the violence I have seen on the streets of Los Angeles with the violence I knew growing up as a refugee and with the violence sowed by my own brother, is that events and tragedies do not define or shape our lives. I did not feel compelled to replicate the destructiveness and hopelessness of the family I grew up in, but Raju did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?